They lead the way in vision correction.
The action is the Mighty TMA's Weekend Sound Spectacular with solid gold good guy, Jim Diamond.
Solid gold good guy, Jim Diamond. Oh, boy, I recognize all those things.
This guy here, he worked for a while, and then he went over to one of the...
What was his name?
Bill Edwards. Yeah,
Evans?
And he started working in the sports department over there.
Oh, yeah.
So you might say that virtually every large power voice in Charleston started at TMA.
You know, you're absolutely right.
And then they went to other things. No, not necessarily better.
We all remember 1956, guys, right?
What year was that?
56. This gentleman standing up here at the mic in front of me, Dr. King. What's your first name, Doctor?
Charlie
King. Now, he is brought by a classic 1956 T-Bird. One more thing, yeah. T-Bird convertible, solid red. Got it parked. It's parked right out front.
Yes, sir.
French Marine under.
Yep.
And there's one other one. You brought another one down, too. What's the other vehicle?
A 53 Morgan, which is the same as the old 37 to 53. They're all the same. And I'll be bringing that in about 10 minutes.
Oh, man, yeah. If you're a classic car buff and you remember the magic 50s, and 56 was a good year for me and for a lot of other people there. Come by and check out Dr. King's 56 T-Bird convertible. Red, beautiful. It's good shape, I'll bet you.
56, yes.
Yeah.
56, 56 was a great year because the 55, 6, and 7 were the classics.
Well, I want to thank you for bringing this car by, and you'll have a 53 Morgan down here shortly.
Right.
So if you remember those years well with fond memories, do they make cars today, Dr. King, like they used to? Do they make them today like they used to?
Well, not really. Not really.
Is it good?
Handmade and whatever. Yes.
But is it better today, you think?
I think, well, today the cars are more comfortable. As far as I'm concerned, they're more stable. They're safer. All kinds of things. If you drive in this car, you'll notice the difference right away from 56 to a 99.
I'm going to sneak down there in a minute and take a look at this thing. It's parked right out front on the King Street side here at the Francis Marion Hotel. You can't miss it. Big, bright, beautiful red T-Bird convertible. Thank you very much, Dr. King. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Dan, you can tell me what was number one record in 1967 at WTMA?
All right, wait a minute.
I'll give you a small hint.
The number one song in 1957.
67.
In 67.
Yeah, only 32 years ago.
This would be for the week ending October the 14th.
That's right.
1967.
Son of a gun.
Number one song on WTMA.
Got a mind like a computer.
All right, we'll see if somebody can figure it out. If you think you remember what the number one song the week of October 14th, 1967, on the WTMA Toondex, would have been, give us a call. 556-1250 locally, 800-737-1250 toll-free, or star 1250 on a cell phone. I'm Dan Moon, back after this.
WTMA, Diner Radio.